Now to a very different political story, this one in San Francisco, where one of every five residents is Chinese American, and many don't read English, which means city election ballots have to be translated into Chinese. And that presents an opportunity for the politicians doing the translating. Take last November's ballot from one of the city's districts. A candidate named Michael Nava was running for Superior Court judge. But the ballot didn't read Michael Nava. It said this instead.
Li Zhenping.
Which roughly translates as
correct and fair.
His opponent was Richard Ulmer, or rather,
Ao Ma.
Which means
Australia horse.
Now, if you're a Chinese voter faced with this choice, it seems like a no-brainer. I mean, who doesn't want a judge who's correct and fair? Problem is, Ulmer just translated his name phonetically into Chinese. Nava took some liberties in the translation process. Turns out other candidates have done the same thing in San Francisco.
They know exactly what they're doing. Is it breaking the law? No, it's not breaking the law. Is it kind of taking advantage of some rules? Yeah, just taking advantage of some rules.
That's California State Senator Leland Yi. He thinks politicians hand-picking their Chinese names is a deliberate ploy to sway Chinese voters.
You would use characters such as, you're the honest one, you're the ethical person.
Yi is pushing a bill to change that, forcing candidates to use only a phonetic translation approved by the Department of Elections. The state Senate has passed his bill. Next up, the General Assembly. But we should point out that in Chinese naming culture, creativity is actually encouraged. People often just pick names for their kids based on how the name sounds and what the characters of the name mean when they're put together. Leland Yi admits this is true. But he says there's no room for creativity like this in an election, where just one character in a name can tell a story about a candidate and may even win votes. Oh, and for the record, when you ask Senator Yi about his own Chinese name...
Well, so my name is a little different. What my father did was that...
It's a really long story. The most prominent words in his name are emperor and heart, which ends up being a pretty good name to have on a ballot.